Sit down, Vaughn.
This might be the worst thing I ever do to Patty, but she's got to learn how.
You haven't brought an advocate?
No.
You understand that you're allowed one if you want one.
An internal advocate.
Right. We can pause and call one if you need
an advocate who works for Sierra, just like you and her.
It's Patty's first time, so I give her the guy. Guys are more likely to go stony and inside themselves, less likely to try to connect personally, which makes it easier.
And even if it was my own lawyer, which I can't get because I can't tell anyone what we do here, I signed that contract. I signed all those contracts.
That's right.
So what exactly can a lawyer do for me that would make this any better?
This is how he's surviving it. I've seen it before. Stay cold, throw it in our faces, wait to break later.
All right, before we go any further, I'm going to read the relevant portion
of what it says.
Okay, but I'm still going
to... 6 years, then redeployment. I know what it says.
It's not for you, Vaughn. It's for the record. Patty shoots me a please, please, I got this look.
Relationships between Quill Marine security personnel of the same and or opposite genders are prohibited if they compromise or appear to compromise supervisory authority or the chain of command, if they are or are perceived to be exploitative or coercive in nature, or if they create an adverse impact on discipline, authority, morale, or mission implementation. Such relationships are frequently sexual in nature, but this is not always the case and is not necessary for this prohibition to apply. Violations of this prohibition carry an automatic penalty of 6 years incarceration at a Sierra-owned penal facility, followed by reassignment to a different Sierra program to be determined at that time.
Active combat or a chem zone?
Not necessarily.
Come on, Patty.
There's lots of posts.
I cut her a look. Don't get into this.
Hazard suits every day. 5 year life expectancy.
Whatever it is, it's not the purview of this department.
I did good work here. I did good work for you.
Whether or not you did good work.
And before I came here, I served this country with distinction. I should be getting a parade and a medal. Instead, this? This is what's happening to me?
You'll remain in the brig here 2 nights. Transport will pick you up Thursday morning.
Really? They can't get their asses out here tomorrow?
Tomorrow's when they're moving shell.
Right. To a different facility.
You knew that, right? Do you have anything you want to say on the record before we conclude this session?
Not me. You. I want you to say something. I want you to look me in the eyes and tell me you think this is right.
But Vaughn's not the first to think of that one, and I've made sure Patty's prepped.
It's 100% right. If I didn't believe that, I wouldn't have signed the exact same contracts you did. You can return him to the brig now.
Sir.
John, you know my name.
Sir.
So, do you want to go ahead and bring in...
You handled that great.
Well, like you said, it's the kind of thing I'll have to do from time to time.
Okay, sure, but when it's people you've worked alongside...
It's fine. It's the job. I can do the other one if you want.
No, you can't. I've never done 2 in a day. Nobody has. Take second chair... And give yourself a break. I want lifers, not burnouts.
Understood.
Chief.
Bring her in.
Tor Labs presents Steal the Stars by Mac Rogers. Produced by Gideon Media. Episode 5. Lifers.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Shell tries to go hard. She doesn't even make it through the formalities.
Now, Shell, you understand that this is the portion of the code you violated?
Yes, Chief.
And that the wording I just read to you appears verbatim in your code of conduct agreement over your signature... here?
Yes, Chief.
Do you have anything to say on the record before we conclude this session?
No, Chief. I fully... Just so I know...
Okay, if you have something to say, That's one thing, but this isn't where you ask questions.
No, just so I know, Vaughn is... I mean...
Vaughn is outside your purview. Permanently. You knew that before you asked.
I did. I knew. I just...
Okay.
I just had to...
What you want to do is ask yourself if this is how you want to go out.
I don't even know if it's Vaughn that I love or...
All of this, everything you're saying right now is being documented and added to your
record. Or if I just had all this love in me and I just had...
You were horny, soldier. Own that.
Shoot her the look. If I'm not supposed to fuck with yours, you don't fuck with mine.
It was more than that. You don't know.
Kid, this isn't the appropriate venue for any...
And now, no one's gonna touch me for 6 years. At least 6 years. Probably forever if you send me to...
No one in this room sending you anywhere but the brig. Everything else is decided up the chain.
Is this just how we're supposed to live? Alone? Until we die?
No one says you can't. There is no reg saying you can't. I mean, you can go buck wild off base. But here...
Do you? Do you date off the base? Do you, Patty?
Okay, this is your last chance.
I'll tell you why not. Proper... Because what do you even talk about to a person who doesn't work here? They don't live in the same universe. What do you even say?
Okay, you're done.
Look at my face. I got this acne when I was 11. This bad. And it never went away. 2 tours in the zones didn't make it go away. Men don't see me. Men don't even... But he did. I don't know if it's him or just the feeling that happened when he saw me.
Jesus.
6 years. Maybe the rest of my life.
You shouldn't think that.
Why?
Even if my peripheral vision wasn't honed over decades in hostile territory, I'd still see Patty stiffen across the conference table.
Why shouldn't I think that?
Because you're not... Come on, you're not like... ugly. I'm fucking up. On camera and 3 feet from my nearest subordinate. I smack my hand hard on the table to snap us both out of it. All right, Lansing, you stow that shit right fucking now. You are trained and decorated in this country's service. You know how to stand tall.
Yes, Chief.
You'll remain in the brig tonight. Transport will pick you up tomorrow morning. This session is concluded.
Ma'am.
Yeah.
Soon as the kid's gone, Patty's gonna want to know what the hell. I gotta put it back.
What?
The harp. I gotta go put it back. It's like a goddamn tomb in Hangar 11. Not that people aren't working, guard shifts back in swing. There's already 3 crews hard at work applying N5 solution to the walls and ceiling. But everybody liked Vaughn and Shell.
Okay, people, I want everyone to take 10. We're putting the heart back in place, and we're assuming it's gonna get cranky. Salem.
Lloyd suits?
Fast as you can.
Chief.
Not now, Grant.
Chief, I just wanted to make sure it's noted on my record that I raised the original objection to Lansing and Michael's
conduct.
That the moment I became aware of such conduct, I unhesitated.
Okay, do you want to let me protect you and everyone else in this base by moving an unstable extraterrestrial object? Or do you want to stand around shining your dick?
Chief.
We carry the harp in the N5 bag like we're pallbearers.
No bullshit gloves this time, let's just...
And I stop when I realize I'm about to say, power through.
Okay, lowering the harp into the base, now.
I got the pins.
I wait till the harp hits its peak and the whole station is dead. Then...
Don't contact me. Don't speak to me outside Quill Marine. It's over.
Yeah.
What do you do when all you want to do is break things? You don't break things. And you hope the breaking things energy isn't rerouting somewhere it'll do permanent damage.
It's not like I'm enjoying our debrief with Harrison, but once it's over, I'm out of reasons to avoid Patty.
I'm sorry I couldn't join you this morning.
Call from DC?
Something's brewing there. New orders are coming. I'm just not sure what they are yet. How did everything...
All above board. All legal requirements were carried out and documented. It was Patty's first one of these. Her conduct was exemplary.
This is her chance to say mine wasn't.
No one ever promised me a rose garden. I understand what's incumbent on a leadership position.
All right, all right. Thank you for... That's 6 years, correct? For each of them.
That's right. Is there a...
No, not at all. I'm just recalling. In the service, there was more of a full hearing. But of course, it's a different time. It's two pickups, correct?
Tomorrow and the next day.
Central knows not to move them together.
How short does this leave us?
We can keep guard shift rolling, hit our daily marks, just not always with top people.
Meaning Lansing and Michaels.
Up to a point, we're top people.
Yes. Well, I suppose we're not expecting another special guest situation like that for a while. If we have to put B-teamers in the mix, no one higher than me will notice.
We should still put in a request to look around. Now the precedent's set where we're getting 48 hours notice for things.
Fair point. I'll put in a request.
Would it help to request to knock off the 48 hours notice crap?
I suspect it would not.
Even for, like, crazy dangerous things,
this
like...
This is what happens when Hayden takes an interest.
I don't get it. Andy's not the first guy to get Hartnoot.
He's the first one he's paid attention to. Which means we're going to get the Trip Hayden treatment now. Permanent unpredictability. I've seen it before.
Like, he could come back anytime.
We'll just be ready. That's just how it is.
Anything else?
Main takeaways, I'd say. The suits work. Even partial insulation's better than none. The whole bullshit glove thing proves that. But total insulation works across the board.
And based on that power outage we just enjoyed.
Looks like it's safe to say if we move the harp, we should expect it to go off.
Then we should prep for that. I suspect we'll be moving it quite a lot. Thank you both.
Director.
Director. So, Chief.
Okay, we need to put together a whole new set of drills.
But just real quick,
I'm talking
Chief.
Base-wide drills based on scenarios where the harp is on the move.
What if we picked a few days?
For what? For drills?
For you. I'd never float this to Harrison without running it by you first.
Float what?
If we identified a few days in a row, maybe even a week, that we knew for a fact would be completely routine.
Right.
Maybe you could, like, chill somewhere.
The fuck are you talking about?
I'm just saying the way things went in the room with Shell and... I'm not saying... I only know how you told me to be.
You're done. This conversation's over.
I'm not gunning for your spot, Chief. I would never. There's nobody like you. You were born for this. I'm just saying... Just to watch some TV, get hammered, get some surfer to eat you out like 20 times. After all the shit you've done in... What? Even the last 100 hours?
Do you have anything else you want to say about my conduct in the position of security chief of Quill Marine?
No, Chief. I'm sorry.
When are you off?
9.
I'm off 7. Do we need to go over shit or are you on it?
I'm on it.
I'm in the cockpit for 30. You need me? I'm there.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Argued again today that Weiler should recuse himself from overseeing the Justice Department's investigation, having accepted...
Knocks a lot of the fun out of it. Chugging a glass of water for every whiskey I drink. But hangovers simply can't be a factor in my life. I've learned to...
Jesus.
That's not my regular ring. That's not my regular phone. That's the burner. There is literally one thing in the whole world I need to accomplish in the next 60 seconds. Not answer that phone.
Get here.
It's dark where I tell him to jump the back fence. You'd only see someone there if you knew to look. And the way he moves. The speed, the quiet. I know two things. One, he's beautiful. And two, they've sent him on some bad runs. Guy who moves like that. You use that. You send him in to do things.
Just to talk. Okay? Just to talk. I'm going crazy. There's nobody else I can... Just to talk.
Fuck you.
Bedroom is...
I don't know, somewhere. Just get me on the counter, okay? Come on. Come on!
Yeah, I'm...
Fucking... Pants! Kiss me a second. Kiss me for a second. Let me say a stupid thing that doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
I'm home. I'm home. No. Pants.
I keep a desk at home, but the most important stuff in my life I stash in the pack I lugged on my last two tours. Stupid superstition, I know, but I never lost anything I put in there. Oh my god, what I'm doing right now, this has got to be the most pathetic thing I've ever done in my life. Like, nothing has ever...
Hey.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry.
I thought you were.
I was, and then I heard you wake up.
Go back to sleep and just...
Okay. I don't think I can go back to sleep now.
Try. Or pretend.
Or should I... I don't know, leave? Is that the right thing to do here?
I don't know what the right thing is. Don't look to me for that.
All right.
God damn! Everybody looks to me for
that. I know they do. I see it.
Actually, you know what? You know what? If you want a mom, you can fuck off.
A mom?
One look at you, I can see your life. You're like a fawn. You show up places gorgeous and helpless, and everybody
just...
Yes.
That happens. Or happened. I made it stop.
How?
I guess going so deep into the life that I couldn't come out.
Huh.
It's like I trap myself in places where no one would give me special treatment.
Wow. Wow. Never had that problem.
Look, I can tell you're pissed, but I don't...
Big guys go for me. Big husky guys with beards looking for a hearty gal. Right? Birthing hips. Someone to split logs with. A goddamn help meet. That's fine. That'll hold things over. But I've always wanted... Jesus. What am I?
It's okay. Or I think it's okay.
A long, thin boy like you. I always wanted a long, thin boy like you, and that's why I don't believe it.
I mean, do you think I'm... What do you think I'm...
I think you're a beautiful boy coming off a couple tours, and it's been a while since the last port in a storm, so maybe someone like me for the moment, and that's fine. That's fine.
You were just looking at your contracts, right?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Could have been something else, but they look just like...
I think you need to leave right now.
Where did I leave my...
Kitchen. Your pants are in the kitchen. You must have been a prize on incursions.
Never took my pants off on incursions.
Just put them on and go. But he's not doing that. Instead, he's opening the belt pack fixed to his pants, getting something out.
You were looking at your contracts with Sierra to see if there was like any kind of loophole.
Put your pants on and get the hell out of my house.
Here's how I know. I was too.
Now you've got me. Now it's your move.
But I'm already moving. By the time he leans down to kiss me, I have one hand up the leg of his boxers.
I mean, it's...
Yeah.
I mean, there's no leeway of any kind. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but...
Did they let you have a lawyer to review it before you signed?
No. That's pretty stupid, huh?
We're all stupid. It's not just you.
Why would we... God, why would we agree to that?
Because we thought we had nowhere else to go. They saw us coming. Lifers, people who can't go home. That's what they want. Only one way to control secrets in this world. Keep the circle small. With loyalty to the top instead of each other. Ideally, they'd have us on Moss Patrol till pasture time.
And then?
I hear about these homes they run. Word is they're nice. Good food, movie nights.
Jesus.
Yeah.
We're just... I mean, it's all just locked in, isn't it?
My whole life, I never called one shot. First I was a kid, then I enlisted 17 senior year. And then they just... kept bumping me up. Always to a fancier division, and every time I was running things in like 18 months. Their things. Never mine.
So you run the teams, but you don't decide what the teams are for in the first place.
Best way to trick a person into thinking they have choices. Keep putting them in charge of things.
I mean, yeah. I can't add to that. It might just be sex.
It might.
Might get stale in a month or two, and it's like, Jesus, we were actually looking at each other's contracts.
That could definitely happen. If I was laying money, that's where I'd put it.
So if it's just sex? It's logical. We stop.
All right. Hit a few townies, work it out. See what the world looks like with empty balls.
See each other at work. Smile in that, like, embarrassed way.
And then time goes by and we forget what we were even embarrassed about.
That is no doubt 100% the right thing to do.
All you gotta do is... put your pants on.
Oh, so it's all on me.
Should have brought this up when we were at your place.
It's a rookie mistake.
So do it.
I will.
Put your pants on.
I will.
Jesus Christ. I feel like.
What?
Like, you hang up first.
No, you hang up first.
Oh my God, they still have that? Your generation still?
Oh my God, my generation.
See? See? You should leave.
I know.
You should leave.
So tell me to leave. Kick me the hell out.
I will.
So do it.
Stay. Please stay. Please stay. No. What are we gonna do?
They'll catch us.
They definitely will.
Unless we run.
They'll catch us if we run.
You're right.
Unless we run to one of those places where they can't catch us.
Like non-extradition?
Why not?
It's money. It's more money than...
Yeah.
It's more money than even both of us would ever...
We'd have to sell something.
What? Sell what?
You know Lloyd's holograms?
Oh my god. Wait, you can't sell a hologram. How would
that... You can sell the footage he took to make it.
You'd have to get it first.
Yeah. You'd have to get it first. And then you'd have to find a buyer.
Steal the Stars by Mac Rogers, starring Ashley Atkinson. Presented by Tor Labs, produced by Gideon Media. Episode 5 also features Nima Jarabchi, Rebecca Comtois, James Wetzel, Jorge Cordova, Reina DeCourcy, and Jason Howard. Music by Linda Worsley, sound design by Bart Fassbender, directed by Jordana Williams. Next time on Steal the Stars.
All right, so look, there's no pleasant way to say this.
You think Hayden would come back this soon?
The only way to know enough about Moss to treat him is to cut him into small pieces.
What?
I'm not after your spot. No one but you should have that spot.
Are you looking up journalists?
Somebody say something!
If you want to see indisputable proof of the existence of extraterrestrial life, come alone.